Hello and welcome to this special chat with the National League Football Specialist Tipster, Skeev, and our exploration of the significant edge his service has enjoyed over the past 18 years. So first of all, welcome to you, Skeev. How are you doing?
Hi, Pete. Doing good and thanks for the invitation.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming on. And we're recording this just before the start of the 2023-24 football season. Are you looking forward to another year of grinding away in the National League? We don't have Wrexham this year.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be interested without Wrexham and Notts County. They're both back in League Two. So I predict an even better season this time around.
Yeah. So did that, so before we get into it, did having Wrexham and Notts County, was that a help or a hindrance to you last year?
I'm not sure. They were huge favorites in most of the games they were playing. So I don't think it was an advantage. So that's why I'm looking forward to this season. There are no heavy favorites like those two were last season. I think it's going to be interesting. I'm going to miss Wrexham, I have to admit, after watching the series.
Well, I'm sure you'll be able to watch season two and season three as they come out. And, you know, I do wonder whether mid-table mediocrity in League Two or whenever they start to slow down might be as appealing to their audience. But I think the favourites to go up again, aren't they? So who knows?
I think we could do well in League Two. I'm not sure. They haven't done many transfers. If I'm not wrong, I haven't checked it out because they're not in my league, so to speak, anymore. But they could do fine with a few quid from the Hollywood duo. Yeah,
I'm sure they will. And so, obviously, we're going to record this ahead of the season. But many of the things we'll talk about are going to be relevant. You know, if someone listens to this later on this year or even early in 2024. So, please don't be too worried if you think, oh, it's not relevant. It will be. And I would say if people want to go and listen to the Full Form podcast we did, that was 2 years ago now, back in May 2021. We did a real deep dive into you, your background, your expertise, why you're a specialist in the National League. So today we're not going to get into all of those topics because we've covered them, and it's more about exploring the edge that you have against a sharp bookmaker like Pinnacle, how you work with a site like that. Because we've got an increased focus on using exchanges, which I know work with your service, and sharp bookmakers, tipsters that you can follow using those types of firms, because you have like a really good edge. You've had a superb edge for over 18 years that you've run Skeev Picks. So let's start off then with Skeev. Can you explain the process of how you currently advise bets? You do this shortly before kickoff in the National League. Can you explain why you do this and why it matters in terms of getting sizable bets on?
Yeah, there are more than one reason for me sharing the bets an hour or less before kickoff for the last few years. The vast majority of games are 3 p.m. UK time kickoff, and the team news are out an hour prior to kickoff, so at 2 p.m. UK time. That's when I see the team news. Which helps a lot because I really do know everything that there is to know about these players and teams. But there's also a very important factor of liquidity. That's when the liquidity is the strongest with Pinnacle, other sharp bookmakers, the exchanges. So yeah, that's two key reasons for me waiting for the team news to be published before sharing the picks with my clients.
Mm-hmm. Because you could bet a lot earlier in the week. So I'm not quite sure when, for example, Pinnacle's markets open in the National League, but amount that you could get on would be very limited, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I've tried that once because the odds were ridiculous, and I was able to stake, I don't know, maybe 150 euros, something like that, and the odds dropped heavily, and I've actually destroyed the possible official bet. Which would normally be advised and shared on a Saturday, 1 hour or a bit less before kickoff. So, yeah, that's not a good idea. But I'm absolutely fine with letting everybody get involved with what they want to get involved with as far as National League is concerned. Let them all take their bets until Saturday, 2 p.m. UK time, and then I will take over.
Yeah, well, we do see it, like, especially in sports like horse racing or even golf, you know, people put up bets really, really early in the week, just as the markets open. And the bookmakers often use it as just a way of knocking the market into shape. They take very little money on it, and that you're performing that role for them. So by waiting till 2 p.m., you also get the team news factor. You've obviously got your shortlist of bets, you've got your team news that comes in, and then you're advising people to take those bets. And there is a lot of liquidity, not just with Pinnacle, but obviously you can get on with your betting exchanges. I believe the liquidity is growing there. You can bet if you have soft bookmakers, you can get on even in shops. So, but even if you're just limited to using Pinnacle or bet brokers, the options there, isn't it? I understand as well that you don't bet until the tips go out yourself, do you? Even you really fair to your members on that front?
Yeah, not anymore. I used to do that, but not anymore. I'm now letting at least some percentage of my clients get on first, the fastest one, the quickest ones. So, and that's how we confuse the bookmakers a little bit, you know. And that's, it's not always the same person who takes the bet first. So sometimes the odds will move when the first person takes the bet, sometimes they don't. But as I'm marked as a sharp bettor, when I take the bet, they obviously drop.
Mm-hmm. So if you were to take that bet before you sent it out, those odds would change within an instant, and then everybody would struggle. But obviously now, because they're not quite sure, it might not be the first person that takes the bet that moves it. It might be the 10th person, or it might be the 21st person. So that's the way that Pinnacle works. People are aware, and obviously we talk about Pinnacle because when they move, everyone else moves, and sometimes the degree of how quickly they move is important, because, you know, soft bookmakers or shops might move a lot slower than other brokers or Betfair might move. But the good thing about Pinnacle is that obviously they welcome winners, but then from my usage of Pinnacle, you know, you can take a bet at a price and it'll tell you how much you can bet up to, like your maximum. And then when those odds move, you can rebet again, can't you? So it's not like the soft bookmaker where it might say you can win a maximum of £500 with this particular bet. It's, you know, you can bet, you know, depending upon as each line and each odds move. So you can get a lot on. It might just be you get a lot on across different, slightly different odds.
Yeah, sure.
Do you have that right?
Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure how it works from a point of view of a regular client, because when I take the bet, the odds move. I'm not sure if a regular client, when taking a bet with Pinnacle, if the odds don't move, can take the same bet again. I'm not sure about that, because I have my own experience and point of view, and I'm not sure how it works for the regular client when his bet doesn't move odds. But the good thing is that it's not only Pinnacle. I'm using the broker service myself, which combines Pinnacle, other sharp bookmakers, and the exchanges. So I'm not even taking a look at Pinnacle liquidity only anymore. I'm taking a look at the combined liquidity, and with those resources, the other sharp winners, welcome bookmakers, and the exchanges, you can with no problems take the bet for, you know, £1,000 per point and stakes like that. So it's not a problem for, let's say, more serious bettors as far as stakes are concerned, especially when you combine the Pinnacle, the other sharp bookmakers, and the exchanges. And there, as you said, there are also other options. There are soft bookmakers until their trading department decides that you're not welcome anymore, and local shops. I have many clients who are taking the bets in their local shops all over Europe, and not just Europe, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. So there's different options available to you. So if you're somebody who's, you know, had your Bet365 account closed or heavily limited, it's not the end of the game for you. It's just a matter of, yeah, you might have to move on to using Betfair or a broker or even Pinnacle. And it's what we term a stage 4 or stage 5 tipster. People have explored some of the work we've done recently on the different stages on betting journeys. You know, stage 1, stage 2 and 3 would be with those soft firms. And then stage 4 and 5, we're looking at tipsters like yourself and how you can use it. Do you know how many people use like Pinnacle brokers versus how many people use soft bookmakers in terms of your client base?
Ooh, I would say the vast majority are now using Pinnacle and the exchanges. And as I said, other winners welcome bookmakers. There are a few who are still maybe combining the Pinnacle and the exchanges and the soft bookmakers and local shops. But I think almost all of my clients are what you would call them stage 4 and 5 betters, a bit more serious betters with a bigger bankrolls.
Mm-hmm. And that's important to state as well, because obviously, you know, the way you operate in terms of the bet volume, you only bet on a Saturday, and you know, you're not betting for the first few weeks of the season, for example, because you want to get a sense of the league and some of the teams. So it's a lower volume service, but one that will work for those people working at higher stakes, who obviously also have the patience to wait until a Saturday to place those bets. It's not every day, is it? It's not even midweek.
Yeah.
And does it make a difference if you know, in terms of if you were betting midweek, the markets, are they different? Are they weaker? Or is that one of the factors behind why you try and only bet on a Saturday?
No, not really. I think it's the opposite. The market is even stronger on midweek, and it makes sense because the games are a lot more unpredictable for many, many reasons, some of which I've already talked about, and some of which are a mystery even now to me. But with all the, it was 17, not 18, 17 consecutive profitable seasons with the official pre-match picks, but my midweek picks, when I was so stupid to go with them, they were making a loss. There's something about midweek, and I think I know some of the reasons, but I'm not sure I know all of them. There's something about midweek, and I'm staying as far away as possible from the midweek games.
Okay, well, it makes it nice, easy to follow, because you just need to be there at 2 p.m. onwards on a Saturday, whenever you've got activity, whenever you've got fixtures to take place, and be ready to place those bets. So I want to switch to talking about how you record, because that's really important here, because you have three different metrics of how you record bets. Pre-mail, which are the odds before, as you advise bets, recorded odds, which I understand are those after 60 seconds have elapsed, and then closing odds, which are the very last market odds. And we hear a lot about closing line value, whereby, you know, bookmakers will evaluate and punters will evaluate the performance on the prices they obtain versus the prices where the market closes. And the logic behind that suggesting that that is the most efficient line. And if you're able to beat that, you've got an advantage on the market, and you certainly have. Do you want to walk me through the figures for those three different metrics? Because you do make a profit to each of that whole trio, but obviously of varying degrees as the market shifts.
Yeah. The three sets of odds, as you said, are the so-called pre-mail odds, which are odds available with Pinnacle just before I share the pick with my clients. And they've made 326 points profit at a 12% return on investment in the last 13 years, since I'm recording all those sets of odds for every single bet. And then there are the officially recorded odds, which are odds available with Pinnacle 60 seconds after I share the bet with my clients, which made 216 points profit at a 7.9% return on investment in the last 13 years. And then there are the closing odds, which are the Pinnacle odds just before kickoff, and they made 197 points profit at a 7.2% return on investment, which also means that the National League still hasn't become an efficient market because the figures at closing odds should be much lower to prove that it's an efficient market. So I'm making a profit even at Pinnacle closing odds, which can be beaten with some exchanges and other bookmakers as well. So there's a lot of profit to be made even at closing odds, and not just Pinnacle closing odds. And there is the fourth set of odds, which I'm recording for the last couple of years, and these are my own odds. I've always mentioned my own odds, or minimal odds everyone should take, but I've started to record those odds a bit more professionally for the last couple of years as well. And last season, with my official and unofficial bets combined, the profit with at my own odds would be minus 0 point something, a little bit. So, which mean, and the season before that, my official picks, because there were no unofficial picks that season, made 0.1 point profit, something like that, which is excellent. It means that I'm spot on with my bets. if the bets at my own odds are breaking even, that's marvelous, and I'm proud of that more than of anything else.
Okay, so there's different options there for people to get on, and so those figures, for example, the pre-mail to officially recorded odds within 60 seconds, there's a 4.1% ROI drop that shows you the move in the market initially, immediately, but even up to closing line, the closing odds, that only goes another 0.7. So from 12% to 7.2%, there's your 4.8% ROI adjustment, and the edge that you have, the market shift that happens following your bets being advised. But there's still an edge, even if you take those worst odds possible of 7.2%. And the likelihood is people will, with the ability to look around, with the ability to get on with exchanges, sharp bookmakers, brokers, soft bookmakers, shops, whatever it might be, you should easily be able to beat that 7.2%. I would have that as the lowest benchmark. And I imagine most of your clients are, when they're betting at sizable stakes, they will be experienced enough and have enough motivation to make sure that they have different ways of getting on at better prices. I imagine that 7.2% isn't, anyone's not really getting that at the moment, are they? They're doing better than that.
Yeah, much better. I think the vast majority of clients are as close to results based on pre-mail odds than they are to the officially recorded odds. But yeah, these are all pinnacle odds, and of course this is just the way how I record the odds. Most tipsters will not record their odds with a delay, especially when there's such a huge difference between the odds available before sharing the pick and the odds available with a delay after 60 mm-hmm. seconds or a few minutes.
So it's very much be prepared if you're going to follow your service. Be prepared, just like with any sharp tipster. Sometimes when they're working in markets, and Pinnacle is the best firm to go and bet with, they will move that market very quickly. And it's just about being prepared and having your accounts open and having your bankroll and having everything in place to actually go and place that bet immediately, because it's quite straightforward. It's like, take this bet on the handicap or take this team in whatever market, and it's very quick to, very easy to get on very quickly. So, like I said, we're recording this ahead of the 2023-24 season, and there are a few options for those keen to join, because you have two services now, or you're going to have a second service with a delay. Just explain the structure of your services at the moment.
Sure, the regular fee for the main services is 75 euros per month, so 750 euros for the whole season. But I've decided to introduce a second service for those with a bit smaller bankrolls, because at those fees, I'm perfectly aware of the fact that you'd have to take the bets for at least 100 euros per point, if not more. My average client is actually taking the bets for around 200 euros per point, so 400 euros per official 2-point bet. With the additional service, I'm just letting people with smaller bankrolls getting their bite as well. They will be getting the picks after I share them with my regular clients, but at a 50% discount, which is 60% for SBC members. But more on that later. What they will be able to do at a 60% discount compared to the regular fee is be sure that they'll at least be able to catch the closing odds. But these are pinnacle closing odds, so they can be beaten as well easily.
Okay, sounds great. So there's options there for people. If you're, I know you've got many people that have been with you for several seasons, and they follow you and part of your main service, but those people who are new, who are just not sure whether they want to risk quite so much or get you become used to how you operate, obviously that second service with a time delay. And obviously you mentioned discounts there. Do you want to inform people of what they can save if they're a Smart Betting Club member?
Yeah. Secret Betting Club member, Smart Betting Club members can join the regular service for 500 euros instead of 750. And those who want to try out the service first at these delayed odds, will be able to join for only 300 euros for the whole season. So that's 60% of the regular price. Yeah, that's about it.
No, that's great. So I encourage people, because you've been in the Hall of Fame for many a year. We've been tracking you, reviewing you, and you know, obviously have a significant edge in the market. You know your National League inside out. You know all the players, you know all the teams, all the coaches, everything there is to go. And it's a really well-run service. And like I say, you record those odds 60 seconds after they go out, even when there's significant market moves. And you give people the information, the tools to maximize, you know, their time with you and the odds they're able to obtain. So I really enjoyed the service, and I would encourage people who are, you know, interested in following an expert like yourself who bets and makes a profit against Pinnacle, and, you know, obviously different options of ways to get on, to go and check it out. Because if you get closed down by soft bookmakers, it's not the end of the world. It's just, that's part of your journey, and there are solutions available to you, and your service is one of those that exemplify that. So go and check out skeevpicks.com. That's the website with all the information on it. If you are a Smart Betting Club member, go behind the paywall in the members area and have all the information on how you can get take up the discounts that Skeev mentioned today. So thanks very much, Skeev, for coming on. I wish you all the very best in the coming season. And yeah, looking forward to catching up with you after the end of this season, and hopefully the 18th, not the 17th, the 18th profitable season in consecutive nature. So best of luck with that.
Thanks so much, Pete, for all the kind words, and good luck with the good fight we're fighting.
Great stuff.